The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I almost ate a piece of pumpkin pie out of the trash. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile Studios. Let me recap the scenario, okay? When I eat anything, I eat little pieces so that when I finally get the whole piece, it feels like I've eaten a lot. This is psychological because I used to be overweight. Okay. Okay. Now, there is a sliver of a pie left, of a whole pumpkin pie, that my husband, DJ Automatic, and our daughter, Ava Matic, ate the entire thing of. One tiny sliver for me left.
Granted, this is on Saturday, not on Thanksgiving.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I go to look for the pie. There's no pie. I turned to my husband, DJ Automatic, and I said, what did I ask you?
I threw it away.
No, what did I ask you?
I don't remember what you said. I remember throwing away the pizzas. You know what? The piece of pie. Do you know why I threw it away? Because the overindulgence was done. I personally was done with all my overeating. And so I figured everybody's done with overeating.
I didn't overeat it. I didn't even have a full piece of pie.
I'm still trying to figure out if Automatic was selfish or if he's looking out for the betterment of everybody.
I think I was looking out for the betterment of everyone.
Selfish. Anthony, he's selfish. Yeah. I didn't get a whole piece of pie. They ate the whole pie.
What's going on in your house? That makes Automatic the law and ruler of all pies.
Because I'm the dictator when it comes to pie, okay?
He's the pie dictator. Makes no sense.
Pie for you.
So what happens? So it goes in the trash. Did you eat it right, Dana?
I almost did.
I made sure I put coffee grains on top of it.
That's the only reason I didn't dig it out of the trash.
At that point, it's basically tiramisu. You know? Yeah, I think you can still do it, dude.
Tiramisu.
Yeah. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we have National Day of Giving. This is the Tuesday following Cyber Monday, and it's encouraging everybody and anyone, if you can, to donate anything you could, or even just your time will help during this holiday season.
This is a good idea. So you spent all kinds of money yesterday saving money. You saved money, and now you need to make room for the new stuff. How about you donate the old stuff to someone who could use it? Our daughter just had like a backpack, a North Face backpack that she'd had, gave it to us to donate.
Yes.
There you go.
Now you got thrifters on their way to Goodwill right now.
Exactly.
We also have expressing a lot of gratitude today. We also have National Roof Over Your Head Day, which is encouraging to be thankful for what we have. And especially it's getting cold outside now. So
yeah,
thankful you got a roof over your head.
For sure.
And let's go ahead and this is going to split the room a little bit because we all have different opinions when it comes to this. But it's National Green Bean Casserole Day.
But you still have yours left over from Thanksgiving? Throw it out.
You know what? I'm not really big on throwing out leftovers. A green bean casserole, throw that out the day you make it.
Yes.
Toss it. Yes. Not my favorite.
Green bean casserole, don't even invite me over. I don't want nothing to do with that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something very special happened to me at the grocery store and, you know, shopping. And of course, I'm not looking forward to that. And a couple of days ago, Automatic and I went in and I needed a cart. And a woman said, oh, you can use mine. I'd forgotten to get it. So instead of me having to walk all the way back.
Oh, you entered the wrong side.
Yeah, handed me her cart and I thought, all the small things.
It was a small act of kindness.
Small acts of kindness. Automatic, it was just that little thing.
Because that could save your whole like grocery store experience. Because
yes.
That walking around and you got to walk out.
No, or whatever the case is.
Bro, I went through something similar. I was hanging out at my favorite little park right next to my Airbnb. And everyone's around there. We're all taking pictures. And I'm trying to snap my photo for my Instagram story. And next thing you know, this dude completely stops everybody from walking, and so I could take the perfect picture. And he directed traffic there with a bunch of people around, and I praised him and told him thank you about 4 or 5 times. I gave him a presidential handshake. I was like, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that.
He was your personal assistant. You don't even have a personal assistant.
He's my little fairy.
He was your personal producer.
There it is, dude. My little photo fairy, dude, if you may.
And I noticed you've had to put in a lot of work because you're doing the comedy stuff, so, and you're alone right now, so it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. You know what? The lone part didn't really hit until right now.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
Thank you for highlighting that. But shout out to the random homie who just helped me restore faith in society by helping me take a picture. And those things, when other people help other people take photos, it warms my heart.
I don't even think that people understand those little things. I wonder if that woman remembers even doing that. It meant a lot to me.
I'm going
to
switch gears here because I'm the one who committed the act of kindness.
Oh, you're doing a good deeder.
Take some credit.
Recently, we get a knock at our door. Some random guys at the door. And he's like, hey man, I ran out of gas. Can you give me a ride? My first instinct was, oh, this guy's setting me up to try to rob my house.
Yeah, if he talks the way you just did his voice, then I wouldn't trust him either.
He talked just like that. And I was like, I'll call somebody, or you can walk. There's probably about 2 miles from here. And I was about to close the door,
I'm going to stop you because I love the way you're trying to take this credit. Automatic.
Dan and my child shamed me.
Automatic, and I said, what are you doing? He's a student. You could clearly see he was a university student. Otto was like, fine. Open the door.
I was like, hey, man, do you need a ride to the gas station?
Let's go.
He was like, would you do that for me? And I said, I'm going to take you. I'm going to give you a ride. So I gave him, because it was about a 2 mile walk. I got him to the gas station. But I will say this, he wasn't that thankful.
Well, dude, okay. Have you ever ran out of gas? I do it all the time.
He was sweaty. And you're not supposed to do things for other people, Automatic, expecting thanks.
If I'm giving you a ride, a random dude to the gas station, no. I expected like a Facebook post, an Instagram thank you, some kind of like acknowledgement so I could repost
it. You're doing it for the clout, sir.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't have done it without you guys there.
You are so wrong for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was attacked because I said to DJ Automatic, stop being that way. And Anthony A. and producer Chewy in this studio said, I can't believe you're talking to him like that. In fact, Anthony, I believe your words were, I can't believe you would say that to my man, Automatic.
Well, I said, because I thought you told him, stop breathing like that. And no. I was like, whoa, that is a wild
stop
thing
being like that.
Which would have been on brand for Dana, because Dana has looked at me before and been like, why do you have to breathe like that? Why do you have to chew like that? Can you just chew it or breathe with your mouth closed?
Well, that's understandable, but I would never tell you to stop breathing that way. Chewing with your mouth closed is acceptable. Telling someone to stop breathing, not so much. And the worst part about it is I felt so hurt because we were talking about the holiday season. I want to put my covers on half of a record, like a vinyl, piece of vinyl. And side A would be the best of the show. Side B would be my covers. I've covered Katy Perry. I've covered Janet Jackson, Taylor Swift, Lizzo. And this is my SZA Kill Bill cover because I wanted to open up for her in concert. I might
kill my ex. Comedy all the way across.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you even said that. Somebody likes that, and I'm trying, and I am taking voice lessons.
Well, those voice lessons aren't working.
You know what, Automatic?
I am dying to see the one person who does like that.
Stop breathing like that.
Yeah, now she's going to tell you to stop breathing.
It was just a misunderstanding. I would never say that to you. And Anthony A. and Chewy, they did apologize. They said, I'm sorry, Dana. Misunderstandings happen all the time.
It reminds me, there was this photographer. Remember, I was trying to set up pictures for us, and I kept, like, I would see her at the stadium, and I'd be like, hey, we're going to do them this weekend.
I remember
then
Automatic.
I would text her and she wouldn't reply to me. And the, I was like, this woman is the most unprofessional woman. She'll look me in the eye and tell me, hey, let's get this done. Let's have this photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And then she won't reply to my text. And then I realized that the entire time I was texting her, I was texting the veterinarian.
Oh!
No! No!
I was literally texting my dog's vet, and no wonder they didn't want. They were like, "Why would we have a photo shoot?"
You know what the worst part about that is? You told everybody in your circle how flaky she was, and it was you the whole time, Otto.
I'm a dummy.
You know what? She wants me to tell you, stop breathing that way. Misunderstandings happen, but the best part about it is you're able to say you're sorry.
There it is. And that's what me and Chewy did. And Dana, we apologize again.
I never got to tell my girl sorry because she got fired.
Probably because you told everybody she was flaky, Automatic. And the worst part is you can't even text her to apologize because you don't have her number.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendrick Lamar dropped GNX and the album sold a lot, but it still did not outsell another hip-hop artist released this year. Here's a hint, it's not Drake. I'll tell you who it is, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Ozzy Osbourne celebrating his birthday, and Lil Baby becoming 30 now.
So oh my
little
gosh.
Grown man right now.
He's grown baby now.
Okay. Now I'm going to move on and talk about a congratulations to Kendrick Lamar. He sold 319,000 copies of his latest project, Squabble Up. That's my favorite. I love that song right there. That Debbie Deb sample, gosh, it got me going.
To drop an album and sell that many with no, he didn't advertise at all beforehand.
As someone who did something very similar, didn't do a lot of advertising, and it was an older project, Travis Scott re-released a mixtape called Days Before Rodeo earlier this year, sold 360,000 copies, which was insane to me on an old project with no big hype for it.
No, and it goes back to me telling you, Travis Scott is the biggest rapper out right now.
Oh, automatic. You're going to get some people mad at you.
Well, you call him a rapper, but can you even like quote a Travis Scott lyric?
No.
I can. Like with Stacey Dash, some girls ain't got a clue. I just gave you a quote.
What was that one again?
With like Stacey Dash, some girls ain't got a clue.
Vibes. There it is. I have so much respect for Travis Scott, and my favorite album from him is Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. But I don't even know if you could classify it as rap, because he doesn't really rap. It's just more of a live.
It's vibes, okay, Aunt? It's vibes.
No, it is rapping, or you couldn't classify Nelly as a rapper, or 50 Cent as a rapper. Just because they do a little sing song doesn't mean they're not rapping. They just got different skills, you know?
That's way different. That's apples and oranges. 50 Cent compared to Travis Scott? I would put Travis Scott up more the vein of Post Malone, honestly.
And Post Malone is a hip-hop artist.
He used to be.
Well, he is. He does whatever he wants now, but he came out as a hip hop artist. I just don't know, Automatic, that I agree with you that he's the bigger artist when it comes to the three that we're discussing.
Travis just set a new record for a Circus Maximus tour. He sold 1.7 million tickets. That's way more than any other solo rappers ever sold on tour, period.
So you think he's bigger than Drake and Kendrick Lamar, period. You're going out on a ledge with
I'm
that.
I'm going to say he's giving them a run for their money right now.
Oh, so you're pulling back.
No,
huh?
I mean, those are probably the biggest three right now.
877-730-DCS1, call or text. Do you think it's Kendrick, Travis Scott, Drake? And what are we doing with J. Cole? We're just going to leave him out of this?
He removed himself from this list.
I forgot about that. All right, call us up. Let's discuss. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's WTF story. Let's talk about Corey Harris in Michigan. He had a court date, and he did it via Zoom. While he's driving, he decides to be safe and pull over to address the judge, right? The problem is he was supposed to be fighting for his suspended driver's license.
Oh.
Why are you driving, Corey? So the judge realizes, wait a minute, Mr. Harris, aren't you supposed to be fighting for this license? Take a listen.
This is a driver with a license suspended.
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving and he didn't have a license.
Corey explaining, I got a doctor's visit.
Dude.
And the judge is like, you're going to jail.
Dummy.
Man. This video went super viral, though, too. I've seen it all over the place.
The funniest part is his face. He's just shocked at the fact he's going to jail. Sir, why would you do a Zoom? Or here's the better part. Don't turn the camera on, fool. Don't turn the camera on.
All right, let's go back to the West Coast, where an 81-year-old man was arrested after terrorizing his neighbors with a slingshot for years. This has been an ongoing investigation for over a decade in this community.
Oh, no.
81-year-old Prince Raymond King has been terrorizing houses, cars, windows, and has sometimes even fellow neighbors with a slingshot and the little slingshot balls.
That is goals right there. I want to be that pissed off old man that stands out there with a slingshot shooting at everyone.
If he would have had the same judge Corey Harris had, justice would have been served a lot sooner.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The McRib is back, and that's not even the big news. DJ Automatic has a huge update in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right, so after months of saying, I'm not going to pardon my son, President Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, who was convicted on gun-related charges and tax evasion. And yeah, I kind of knew this was already going to happen.
I mean, who wouldn't pardon their kid? As a parent, I'm telling you right now, if I ever become president, Ava, you're good to go.
No, dude, stop right there. I'm not condoning what my child does. If I don't agree with it or they did something bad, you know, but if I can help her get away with it.
It just is what it is. I'm sorry.
I think what people are most upset about with President Biden is that he said he wasn't and that he did it.
If you were dumb enough to believe that he wasn't going to pardon his own kid, then, you know, I got some oceanfront property here in Arizona.
I didn't even know pardons were a thing until Donnie T pardoned Lil Wayne. I didn't know this was all.
No.
I didn't know you can do that. I thought get out of jail free cards were only a monopoly.
I forgot that President Trump pardoned Lil Wayne and
Kodak Black.
And he still didn't get the Super Bowl. Anyway, food news, DJ Automatic.
So the McRib is back today, but the big news is you can get a half gallon of McRib sauce at a whole lot of McRibSauce.com for $19.99.
Gosh, that's the stuff that makes that mystery meat taste good.
I'm not a fan of the McRib. I know there's a lot of people that are like diehard McRib fans, but me personally, they're not my thing.
How many gallons of sauce was that, dude?
It was a half gallon.
A half gallon of sauce?
That's what you need on each McRib to make it taste good. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Day of Giving. The Tuesday after Cyber Monday is known as Giving Tuesday. So if you can, donate any funds you could or even just your time to any food drive who may be in need this holiday season.
That's if you have any money left over after everything.
Well, not even that, though. No, he just said things, too. Remember, you bought new things. What you can do is donate the older things. There's people who can use those things. Don't throw them away. Give them away.
And we also have National Roof Over Your Head Day as well, too. So this is just encouraging you to remain grateful and thankful that we all have a roof over your head. If you do so, it is a privilege.
It is.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Green Bean Casserole Day. Why it deserves its own day, I don't know.
I know the history. I know the history. So I guess when canned soup was invented, Campbell's needed to figure out a way to sell their cream of soup. And a woman was given the duty of creating recipes using these cans of
soup.
It's
her fault, huh?
It's her fault. And it became a tradition because on television, they would show you how to make this green bean casserole and it's just not good.
And that is the power of advertising, because if you could sell green bean casserole, you could sell anything.
And it's made every year. Every year, nobody wants to eat it, but you always get a little glop on the side just because you're supposed to, right?
Green bean casserole needs a TikTok video. That's what it needs. It needs a viral TikTok hit.
You know what else is bad? Fruitcake.
Oh, ooh. Who even wants fruitcake? Why does that? Who invented that? And why do they still sell it? Because nobody eats it.
No, but there's always somebody that gives it away, like at an office party, and it's hard. I think you should use it as a weapon. If you get it, throw it at somebody. Maybe the person who gifted it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh my gosh, Bad Bunny just took a selfie with someone new in his life. And I'm going to tell you now, it's not Kendall Jenner. I'll tell you who it is right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have the legend Ozzy Osbourne celebrating his birthday, and a younger but equal legend, maybe Lil Baby, celebrating his birthday as well too.
Hey, congratulations!
Shout out Lil
Baby. Just got a degree from Harvard.
Baby. I saw that. Yeah, a business degree.
Yeah, congratulations to him. All right, so Bad Bunny took a selfie with Adam Sandler. Bad Bunny is in the new Happy Gilmore 2 movie.
Oh,
and I can't wait to watch it. And he's not playing a small role. It's a little bit bigger than the cameo he made in that Brad Pitt flick recently. This can be a good collaboration. He says he's doing a little comedy, a little variety, a little action.
Shout out to Bad Bunny. Like, think about it. In 2017, this man could not speak English, and now he's starring in a movie with Adam Sandler.
Oh, and shout out to Kendall Jenner, because he said the only reason he learned English is to talk to her.
That's right.
Now, of course, they're not together anymore, but he's together with Adam Sandler, probably making some big bucks, because we know Adam Sandler's pockets are deep.
I think the big mass hit for Bad Bunny was when he became a professional wrestler in the WWE.
Do you feel like that was a turning point for him, Anthony?
I think it opened him up to such a broader audience, than his, what he was originally aiming for. And I think it's led to, these things with Adam Sandler in a previous movie as well, too. So my favorite Bad Bunny is the wrestler Bad Bunny. He's really great at that. But man, my man is crushing it.
Other than playing all those humongous hit records he has, I liked him on SNL.
My favorite Bad Bunny is when he was with Gabriela, but that's another show. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I almost ate a piece of pie from the trash. Yes, I almost ate trash pie. No, hear me out, Automatic Anthony. Hear me out.
I don't have to hear it. I saw it.
I know. And the reason why is because you, Automatic, tossed the pie, that little sliver that was left that I had saved, because you and my daughter, Ava Matic, our daughter, decided to eat the whole pie and you didn't trust yourself. That was my piece.
I did everyone a favor, myself included. You didn't need another piece of pie. Nobody needed another piece of pie.
I had a sliver. You had the whole pie. That's on you.
I was suffering from a food hangover.
Yeah.
And when you're suffering from a food hangover, the look of anything that you ate the night before, much like alcohol, can't do much for you. So you got to get rid of it.
You know, it's interesting, oh, Anthony. He threw the pie away. He threw the brownies away. He threw everything away. I was like, oh, okay. And then he said earlier, oh, I did us a favor. I didn't want anything sweet. So I ate his ice cream that he had in the freezer. Ooh, he had stashed.
Retaliation. Nice.
He came home. He said, where's my ice cream? I said, oh, you didn't need that.
And then I said, thank you, because I didn't need that.
That's right.
Because this week, I'm on a mission to lose the probably 6 to 7 pounds I gained over the weekend.
What was your favorite thing that you ate, Anthony, over the holidays?
I'm going to have to go with mac and cheese. That was good. Mac and cheese never misses, in my opinion.
I wish my wife would have made mac and cheese this year, but she left it up to our daughter's boyfriend's family. We went and hung out with them, and I love them. They're amazing people. They're great. They're great people. They really are. They're really good people.
I mean, I had the best time there.
Yeah. The mac and cheese was not him.
It's not. It's because some people cook with less seasoning than other people.
Who are those some people, Dana?
Oh, no. Maybe your people, Automatic. I'm not going to say anything. But my people, we use seasoning. I'm just going to say that. And it was good. It was just, it's a little bland for my taste. And that's why my daughter's boyfriend doesn't like my food. Because I use seasoning and spice. And when I make enchiladas, they're chiloso. They're hot. They're supposed to be. That's what the name means. And he's like, what is this? What is this spice and seasoning?
You spice up your mac and cheese too?
Of course,
dude,
Anthony.
You gotta put like some jalapeno or green chili, something in there.
And paprika and 5 different cheeses and cream and butter.
Now
come
it's
on.
To make sense why you eat pie out the trash. That's crazy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.